This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Montana State University Bobcat football team easily won in the second round of FCS playoffs this past Saturday in Bozeman. Behind a career day from MSU Bobcat quarterback Tommy Mellott, Montana State rolled past the University of Tennessee Martin Skyhawks 49-17. Mellott passed for a career-high 300 yards while matching his career best with four touchdown passes. Mellott completed 22 of 25 passes in front of 17,000 postseason football playoff fans. The win put top-seeded MSU at 13-0 for the first time in team history and in Big Sky Conference history. The Montana State University Bobcat football team advances to the third round of the FCS playoffs with a home game this Friday night, Friday the 13th, at 7 p.m. in Bobcat Stadium against the Idaho Vandals. The game will be broadcast on ESPN. Did you know? Unclaimed airline baggage goes up for sale at a massive tourist hotspot in Alabama. More than 99% of bags end up where they belong, but U.S. airlines still misplace around 2 million pieces of luggage a year. Those end up at the aptly named Unclaimed Baggage, a massive outlet where shoppers can browse through everything from skateboards to iPhones and designer sweaters, both in person and online. Before all those personal items wind up at the 50,000-square-foot store in Scottsboro, Alabama, airlines must spend up to 3 months attempting to reunite passengers with their lost luggage. If they're unsuccessful, travelers are reimbursed and the bags embark upon their new destinies. Unclaimed Baggage was established in 1970 and is one of Alabama's top tourist destinations. Its massively discounted wares attract more than 1 million people annually. Sunny Hood, the store's senior manager, said it's the only retailer of lost luggage in the country and holds exclusive partnerships with the major airlines. It all started with CEO Brian Owen's father, who founded the business. One day he was listening to his ham radio and heard a friend who worked at a bus transportation company, Trailways, in Washington, D.C., saying he didn't know what to do with all the unclaimed baggage they had. Brian Owens borrowed $300 and a pickup truck, drove to D.C., bought the bags, and resold them back at home. Fast forward 54 years, and now a truck driver brings luggage to the warehouse each week. There, team members sort through items and decide what to recycle, donate, and sell. Typically, everything that gets put out on the shelves is marked down around 80% of its actual retail value. Last year, Unclaimed Baggage released its first found report, detailing 40 of the most fascinating finds of 2023. The first on the list, 2 live snakes. Other notable entries include a 13-foot-long women's vaulting pole, a jar full of shark teeth, a book of poems from 1916, and a handmade medieval battle armor vest. The report also lists the top 10 most frequently found items, with the first being underwear, only brand new ones are sold, and the last being cell phones. Unclaimed Baggage says, "Interestingly, while the majority of cell phones lost at the airport or on a flight are Apple iPhones, our team is only able to sell a portion of the iPhones we receive due to the brand's locking capabilities. Locked iPhones are sent to e-waste to be responsibly recycled." As for the most expensive objects to wind up at Unclaimed Baggage last year, the list includes a 14-karat gold ring appraised at $37,000 and a Cartier watch appraised at $26,000. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.